Hello, and welcome to Apparitions and Alibis. I'm your host, AJ Stallman. San Jose, Tully Road, a place surrounded by rumors of death, rumors of hauntings, and sweaty little kid hands. Today is Cheese Day, and to celebrate, we are venturing to California. So I have my coffee. I have my dogs. Let's do this. What's on Tully Road in San Jose, you may be asking? I'll tell you what. Chuck E. Cheese. Now, don't roll your eyes at me, sir or ma'am. This place is said to be haunted. But before we go into that, did you know that Chuck E., that's right, the rodent mascot, actually has a backstory? The Chuck E. Cheese family restaurant has been serving pizza and games for children's parties since the 80s. Chuck's original story comes directly from the company itself and has some violence and abandonment. Found on the official company's page is Chuck's history, which shows you that the character's extroverted personality hides his hardships. As a wee little mouse, Chuck was sent to an orphanage, St. Marinara's Orphanage, to be exact, where he was amazing at playing music. Here is also where he grew a love of birthdays. Now, because he was an orphan, no one knew when his birthday was, so he never got to have a birthday party, which is sad. Just make up a birthday for the poor thing. My goodness. But fortunately, because there were so many orphans, and for some reason these orphans knew their birthdays, the orphanage had a birthday party almost every week that Chuck got to enjoy. He also loved pizza and video games. In fact, Chuck won $50 in a Pong tournament, which he used to purchase a bus ticket to New York City. If you don't know what Pong is, you're too young for this podcast and you need to leave. Thank you. When arriving in New York, he found a place to live over a pizza place. When he was found living there, he was chased away by the owner with a rolling pin in a murder attempt. Ratatouille, anyone? Instead of running for his life, Chuck burst into song like a Walt Disney dream, which prompted the pizza man to spare his life. He then marketed his pizzeria with Chuck's musical entertainment. But a shy Chuck had a hard time singing to a crowd until he saw one day that it was a little boy's birthday party. Completely inspired, he started singing and boom, history is made. So now, on to Tully Road in San Jose. Here sits one of his many chains. Since taking over the old Magic Village toy store in the 80s, rumors about the Chuck E. Cheese being home to a ghost has lived. It is said the spirit of a little girl who fell off the third floor wanders about the building. A lot of people have had experiences, but oddly enough, there's no documented death of a little girl at the building. In 2009, Bay Area Ghost Hunters hosted a meetup at this location to see if their rumors are true. But when they looked deeper, they also found no history of a little girl. On San Jose's historical Facebook, a woman actually stated that her father had built the building, but nothing like the death of a little girl had ever happened there. So the place is haunted, just no one knows why or by what. However, there are definitely workers that will tell you some things, some haunting stories about a number of different Chuck E. Cheeses. The only difference is that these stories don't really have spirits in them, just people with making bad choices. Here are some examples. Two men arrested for smoking heroin in Chuck E. Cheese bathroom. The man who brought a knife to a kid's party. The man who shot the birthday girl's grandfather. The man who took the wrong kid home. Mr. Chuck himself gropes a mother. And a malfunctioning photo machine leads to aggravated assault. So take that as you will, but I personally have no interest in going to Chuck E. Cheese, no matter how sad his backstory is. As always, thank you so much for listening. Remember to rate and review wherever you listen. If you want to donate to the podcast, we do have a Patreon. You can find us at patreon.com/apparitionsandalibis. On Patreon, there are a number of tiers you can sign up for that are monthly donations to help the podcast run smoothly. Each tier has its own little perks, like a name shout out, stickers, snail mail, and so much more. So make sure to check it out. Feel free to follow us on Instagram and Facebook. I love you all, and I hope you're having a great morning, night, afternoon, wherever you may be, and I will talk at you later.